The Kitchen Front by Jennifer Ryan. Read for you by Jasmine Blackburn. Note to listeners, this program includes a downloadable PDF that contains recipes from the book. To my sister, Alison, with love and gratitude. Round 1. Starter. Wartime food rations for one adult for 1 week. 4 ounces bacon or ham, around 4 rashers of bacon. Meat to the value of 1 shilling and tuppence. 2 pounds mincemeat or 1 pound steaks or joint. 2 ounces cheese, a 2-inch cube. 4 ounces margarine, 8 tablespoons. 2 ounces butter, 4 tablespoons. 3 pints of milk. 8 ounces sugar, 1 cup. 2 ounces jam, 4 tablespoons. 2 ounces loose leaf tea, makes around 15 to 20 cups. 1 fresh egg, plus 1 packet dried egg powder, making 12 eggs every month. 3 ounces sweets or candy. Sausages, fish, vegetables, flour and bread are not rationed but often hard to get. Canned food, like sardines, treacle and spam, are on the new points plan and can only be bought using your extra monthly 24 points. Source, a compilation of Ministry of Food printed materials. Mrs. Audrey Landon. Willow Lodge, Fenley Village, England, June 1942. A glorious spring morning poured its golden splendour through the tall kitchen window as a whirlwind of boys raced in, shooting at each other in a ramshackle reconstruction of Dunkirk. "Get out of here!" Audrey whooshed them out with the dishcloth. The aroma of bubbling berries, raspberries, strawberries, red currants filled the big old kitchen as a slim woman of 40 added a touch of cinnamon, a touch of nutmeg. With a man's sweater tucked into a man's trousers, she looked hassled and unkempt, her old boots muddy from the vegetable garden. The wooden clock on the wall chimed the half hour, and she wiped the back of her hand on her forehead. "Oh, nonsense. Is it 8:30 already?" She strode to the kitchen dresser to turn up the crackling wireless radio, which sat among a jumble of pots and a pile of freshly pulled carrots. While most people kept their radio sets in the living room, Audrey had hauled hers into the kitchen when she began furiously baking to make a few extra shillings. That had been just after the war began 2 years ago. When her husband Matthew's plane was shot down over Dusseldorf. No trace of him was ever found. In various moments, she tried to stop herself picturing his body, so intimate and dear to her, broken on treetops or burned by an engine fire. His lifeblood spilled over the enemy's 7th largest city. Ever since his death, she had been run off her feet. Audrey had long given up trying to be like a normal person. Every spare moment was given over to baking, anything to make extra pennies, and she often worked long into the night. With 3 needy boys, debt demands coming weekly, and an old mansion house falling apart around her, normality had flown out the dusty windows years ago. And that didn't even take into consideration the pig and the hens, her sizable garden, now given over to fruits and vegetables, the precious extra ingredients that made her pies and cakes. Exhaustion, disillusionment, and that panicky feeling that everything was running out of control had set up home in her heart. For the sake of the children, she worked hard to keep her anguish at bay, hugging them through their grief, while thrusting her own down into her belly until the middle of the night. It was deemed bad spirit to show tears. Mr.